end, they've gone up their park and won it themselves.
Yeah, I mean, the result is a sickener in that manner. It's hard to actually sort of step back and actually give a fair assessment of how the game went, but you know, it's the defeat's a really, really sore one to take. But one of the things I said to the players before we went out today is that we needed to step off the pitch, having played at an intensity and a tempo that, you know, hopefully if we can take it the remaining games of the season, which will hopefully give us a chance to pick up enough points to be in the position we want to be at the end of the season. So that was a key message to them, stepping out on the pitch, and we came off and we've done that. So, you know, the result, the manner in which we've lost the game is so difficult, and I feel so much for the boys who have put everything into that game. But, you know, when I look at the actual performance levels to a man for the 90 minutes, it was at the intensity and the tempo and the level that we were hoping for.
You're deservedly 2-0 up as well. If you'd just seen it to half time, that might
The goal's obviously the first goal. I don't know how many minutes into injury time, and there'd only been one. One sort of incident. There was a lot of injury time given the first half, last kick of the ball, but we've got to manage the situation better. They managed to get the ball into our box, you know, too easily in terms of our line, and that was probably the only time in the first half where I felt as though, as a defensive shape about the team, we were just a bit too deep. And then obviously the second goal, listen, what a strike, great goal. Third goal, yeah, the same situation again. We've had a free kick to a, you know, just over the bar, and then I don't even touch the ball other than to pick it out of net. So just game management is something that the players need to learn from it. But yeah, they were deservedly 2-0 up in the first half. The way they went about their business was first class, and yeah, we've got to take that positive, you know, moving forward into the next games.
You mentioned injury time in the first half. The winning goal was quite deep in injury time in the second half as well.
I had it 5-5. I don't know how much injury time was actually played, but I was asking the question. I know there was a few substitutions and stuff made. Certainly the first half I was a bit aggrieved at that one, but listen, that was added on. I think from our perspective, we need to learn, you know, these last stages of the game to manage it slightly better. We need to, but I keep reiterating, I'm so proud of how they actually went about their business for the majority of the game.